Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN with David Pillisher, president of Electronic Brailler LLC, and here to get an update on something we covered last year at CSUN, the electronic brailler and a new remote learning component of that. So, David, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
So, why don't you go ahead and give us the quick introduction to the brailler. We talked about it last year, but where has it come from then, and...
All right. A lot of people have been asking you, when is this coming out? We just got funded recently. We will be
funded by?
Leave it at funded.
Okay.
I have a new partner.
Okay. Private funding, not... Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
We will be shipping at the end of July, early August.
Okay.
We will be giving a four-year guarantee on the Braille writer slash embosser, which will be applied to any orders before September 1st. In that way, people will not be worried, what if this is not a good tool, or what if this doesn't work. We also, for the past year, developed BERT, which is Braille Education Remote Tool. It is online education for Braille. What that means is the student can be anywhere, mm-hmm. and the teacher can be anywhere. And with our software, the teacher can monitor the student's Braille input if she's sighted by eye or if she's blind with a Braille display.
Okay.
The teacher agent will work with any... Braille display or speech software.
Okay.
Or text-to-speech software. Excuse me for
right.
being
yep.
Incorrect. But the student end will need the silent Braille writer. And any keystrokes the student makes, the teacher can see in real time. The teacher can speak to the student as the student is in class. The student agent will list the teacher's name and the names of the students attending the class.
Uh-huh.
The teacher agent will have a list of all of the students the teacher is assigned on the right side, and on the top left side, the teacher agent will have a list of the students attending class.
So you could teach more than one student at the same time?
It's up to the discretion of the teacher.
And they can flip between the different students and what they're brailing?
They can flip between the different students and what they're brailing.
Okay.
Or the teacher can send notes to one particular student and not the other. The teacher can work with, if a particular student is having a problem, the teacher can work with that student and a teacher aide, or that student and a parent at another time.
And they can also remotely emboss.
Right. The teacher can mm-hmm. select which embosser she wants to send mm-hmm. Braille to.
Okay.
Or either all or one or a certain number. If the student comes on to their software and they're not invited to a class, or there isn't a class in session for them, it opens up a Blackboard type of a screen where it lists their homework assignments,
mm.
and they can select their homework assignment. After they complete the assignment, they mm-hmm. can mark it as complete, and the teacher then can go into their Blackboard and download the assignments that they mark as complete,
okay.
read them, grade them, correct them, put them back up on the Blackboard for that particular student
mm-hmm.
To then download his finished assignment.
Okay. So you would have to have the electronic brailler.
You'd have to
each
have
student
BERT.
Would.
hardware and BERT software. There is a student agent and a teacher agent.
Okay, so how does the pricing work for that? Or has it been determined yet?
Right now we're talking about pricing. It looks like the BERT hardware, because we need more code for that, is going to sell for $2,600.
What hardware is there exactly?
It's basically similar to the Cosmo Silent Braille Writer.
Okay.
Except there is a different chipset and a different code, machine language.
So by hardware, you mean that includes the Brailler for $2,600?
That includes the Brailler.
And to clarify, the Cosmo, is that what you're calling the...
The Cosmo is the basic Braille writer, which works with Duxbury that I demonstrated last year.
Okay, it didn't have that name last year. That's why I wanted to make sure we clarified.
Sorry.
That's fine. Okay.
It's Cosmo.
C-O-S-M-O.
Yes, I like the name. We now have Cosmo and we have BERT.
Okay.
And, we got a little more personalized with with our machines.
Sure. So there's that, and then the teacher part.
The teacher part is the teacher agent and student agent.
Okay.
They will be on our server, most likely a Citrix server.
Okay.
If the teacher is having some sort of hardware problem, we will be able to, with the teacher's invitation, we will be able to go in and watch a teaching session to see if the teacher is making a mistake or if it's a problem with the application. We get a lot of data from our...
Is there an ability for the teacher or the student, is there an archive of the sessions that have been done in the past? Or?
They can save their sessions or they can eliminate them.
Okay.
It's up to them.
Sure. So as far as the teacher component, what's that? There's no hardware required there? It's a software?
The teacher component is the teacher agent. It'll work with a screen reader, as I said,
right. And
a Braille display.
What's the cost for that?
$1,895. And the student agent will work with the BERT Brailler.
Uh-huh.
And it is also $1,895.
Okay.
And... basically, what BERT does, it provides an overlooked segment of students the opportunity to get a Braille education. BERT saves fuel and automobile service costs for teachers, students, and government agencies.
Okay.
BERT saves government agencies around the world millions of dollars for travel and travel time and travel expenses.
Even though, so the cost... if you have $1,895 for the teacher agent and the student agent and the BERT, so you're at about, in total, what, $6,000-ish?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let's make sure we have this clear then.
Yes, the initial cost, but you never have to buy the BERT hardware again.
Okay.
The BERT hardware, the school or student can use virtually forever. I built this thing to be bulletproof.
Right.
It would be a significant cost, except for one major thing. These teachers in the United States, the itinerant Braille teachers,
right,
travel 3 to 4 days a week,
right,
and spend one day in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now the itinerant teacher can stay in the office 3 to 4 days a week
and teach the Braille class
and
to all
teach
students.
The Braille class, and then for particular students who need extra help or who are having a hard time learning some aspect having an issue with learning Braille, they can travel that one day a week to visit their student that's having a problem.
Gotcha. So you're implying that the savings will pay for itself.
Well, think about this. Yep. College student.
Yep.
Trying to learn higher mathematics or science or physics.
Okay.
There are very few qualified teachers who know Nemeth Braille or higher math Braille or chemistry or science or physics available to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a professor in the University of Washington, and the student can be in Florida State, and they can communicate in real time. You've just tried the BERT system.
Yep.
And it works. It's that simple.
Yep. You have it hooked up here to somebody in Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Correct. Yep. You were talking with Karen Navy. Karen's a PhD in mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
She acts as our teacher many times. And they had a blizzard, so Karen is basically working with us, and we're here in beautiful sunny San Diego. So it works. You mm-hmm. communicated, she embossed for you, and it works.
Right. Okay. If people want to get more information, how can they do that?
www.ebrailer.com.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, David, you're not giving the full story on your website. We need more information. So this week, I'm going to write a better description of the BERT capabilities, and I'm going to post it on the website. It should take me about 9 pages. I feel probably I'll label it for those who like to read.
Right.
And put it up there as a more type of
sure.
connection or link.
Yeah.
So that people can actually read in depth about it.
Sure. Great. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you very much.